chance discovery in the Flinders Ranges has revealed new information about Australia's first peoples. The site, known as Wadichi, shows indigenous settlement in the arid interior about 49,000 years ago, 10,000 years earlier than expected. The wise Talia Zwingos has the story.
Driving through the northern Flinders Ranges, Giles Ham and Agni Mudna elder Clifford Courthard pull over to use the bathroom and discover one of the most important sites in Aboriginal history. Giles Ham, research archaeologist and honorary research fellow at the SA Museum, says the findings suggest Indigenous Australians occupied the site up to 49,000 years ago.
We recovered 4,300 artefacts, 3 kilos of bone material showing people being hunting animals in the local area, found lots of plant remains, what bush tucker foods they were using. We found ochre, some of the earliest evidence of ochre in Australia. We found the earliest bone tool, which is a bone point, a needle-like object that were used for piercing and skins of animals. We found some early modern back tools in a much older part of the deposit, so we've pushed that date back another 10,000 years, which is quite significant.
The discovery has deep cultural meaning to the people of the area, and Giles Ham says it also holds great importance for his research into Australia's first peoples.
Well, I'm interested in how Aboriginal people have adapted to marginal environments, particularly those environmental changes that might have put pressure on local populations. So I'm interested in what adaptations they may have been developing to cope with, say, severe aridity, so severe climate change, and whether those innovations help them get through that really bad period. That's what I'm interested, one of the things I'm interested in.
Giles says he and his team will soon head back, as the site is exactly what they wanted to find.
Possibly we'll do more survey work up in the Northern Flinders. We'll probably hopefully find another site like Warratch, but we'll go back to Warratch and do more research because we've only dug 3.3 cubic metres. So we'll hopefully investigate. Maybe we'll find more megafauna evidence. Maybe we'll even push back the occupation even further. Who knows?
Agni Mudna elder Clifford Coulthard says it was a shock to stumble across the rock art after jumping out of the car to use the toilet.
It is rich country. There's engravings all the way down, we knew that there were people living there, you know, the Agni Mudna, and that's how we discovered it, yeah, for the toilet stuff. Yeah.
Clifford, who worked on the property where Wadichi is as a teenager, says word had been getting around that something was there and that his people are pretty happy about finally locating it.
Australia-wide, all Australian Aborigines should be proud. And we more central in Australia. And I knew that the Agni Mudna is, we got 2,500 Agni Mudna people still alive today. And they should be really proud, yeah, of our discovery. Yeah.
Clifford Coulthard says different signs each tell a story about the rock art found in gorges on the northern Flinders Ranges.
Mainly looking at the type of food that we're eating, like emu, kangaroo footprints. You know, there's also storylines. We, as Aboriginal people, believe in our storylines, and it keeps us in our country. And also the song lines. I've got to be in front of an engraving to really tell you, you know, the full story.
Clifford says this discovery is really good for his people.
Now it'll give them, the young people, more encouragement to look at archaeology and respect the land a bit more.
Agni Mudna elder Clifford Coulthard speaking to the wise Talia Zwingos.